The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation
with Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Easy Car Sales, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Social Services, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday, December 3rd. Tuesday, December 3rd, guys. You know, I just celebrated my birthday on Sunday. I want to thank you so very kindly for all you guys who had the opportunity to be able to, who took the time to kind of text me, say, happy birthday, Howard. I did not, kind of respond to all those particular persons. I did not. I normally do. But I have not had time for myself. Can I say that? I've not had time for myself. It has been a busy few days for me. So I'm grateful for the opportunity and always grateful for those persons who are considerate enough to think about me that I could run across your mind. And you want to be able to say something nice to me. So I want to thank you so very kindly. My family thanks you for being able to acknowledge and, kind of share the love. It's a cool thing, man. I'm really appreciative for it. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here in this kind of a space and do this with you on a day-to-day basis. Line's going to be wide open today, guys. I want y'all to jam with me as we continue to be able to talk about this. You've had your fill of reruns for my show. So we're going to go live in full effect. I'm going to give you the numbers so we can be able to jam today. And I want you to call in. I know you want to talk corruption. I know you want to talk this, you talk that, talk all these things. So the line's going to be wide open today. But before I do that, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Located number 407 Blue Hill Road South, right there, just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center. If you're looking for residential, commercial, any of those particular things as it relates to insurance for your car, this is the beginning of the month. This is my month. I got to go insure my vehicle and get it licensed and inspected, both my vehicles. So I got to be able to do that. So if this is your month also, and you're looking for affordable something so you can still be able to get the gift for the kids and don't necessarily break the bank as it relates to insurance, just go down there and check them out. Oh, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, 3411 AFS, 3411 AFS. Just ask for Mr. Richardson or, Ethric Bowe, my very good friend. He'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas and ensure that you're accommodated accordingly, right? Got to shout out my good, decent guy, man. Hopefully you can come down with me this week and sit with me. Thursdays are open, guys. You can see that this is the holiday season. I want to thank all those persons who are, who've tuned in and kind of reached out to say, hey, listen, I'm going to put some advertisements on that. All the new advertisements that's coming in. I want to thank you so much. Tis the season to get your advertisements out there. Talk to me. So make sure you give me a call at 302-2300, 302-2300, or you can hit me up 827-0111. Tis the season to let people know what you got. It ain't make no sense. You're trying to slide that three-year-old thing on people. My God, the thing dry rot. Y'all need to stop. Yeah, man, this is brand new. This is brand new. Nobody used this before. You put the thing on, it crumpling off you, look like it's snowing. You need to stop. Get that thing sold now. This the season. Money must be making. This but 4 or 5 days now, I see traffic going crazy all hours of the day. So people moving, and hopefully, I say to myself, this is probably people getting looking for the last little thing, because if the people don't pay you this year, They'd forget about you. They say, oh yeah, I thought I'd pay you last. I didn't pay you last year. Well, my God, it was in the budget last year. Oh God, I don't know what I got to go. I got to go back to the PS and then see if we could do. No. Go get your money now. Because you know, like I know, whether or not they pronounce it, within the government sector, work is wrapping up. Oh God, work is wrapping up. Now, if you're content with getting paid next year, if they ain't dealing with your matter, so forth and so on, you can get that in the first quarter next year. But if you need to go get that now. Because I can tell you, when the little parties start, talk to me. When the little office parties start and the gifts start giving out and the smiles start happening, and the government then release money on Thursday, on last payday and so forth and so on, there's a jolliness coming about these people. They ain't into your work no more. They ready to jam. So guys, go and get that done. If things are happening out here, let's just be able to make sure that we can be able to make some things happen out here and see some things happen. Like I said, I want to see my guy, Avery Lightbourne, come with me this week. And if you want to come with me, I want you to do that. Avery Lightbourne is from Art Construction, MST, the rebar company that's going to the fiber reinforcement polymers, the modern construction. So hopefully he can be able to come and talk with us this week. He's been really hard at it and being able to hit these particular things. So I'm grateful to him. Guys, I hope that you had an opportunity, got a call last week from St. Andrews. They wanted me to kind of construct something. We put something together. I'm sure you heard it. Everything was played and laid out properly. So I'm hoping that St. Andrews had their had a good time to be able to do those things. They had sort of a homecoming and persons to be able to come down and enjoy themselves. I like that. I like camaraderie. I like community. I like those particular things. So I want to commend you guys for being able to do that and continue to be able to move forward and do those things. Guys, make sure you pick up the newspaper. All the information's in the paper. Roll. It's a former commissioner of police. Roll. Royal Bahamas Police Force will recover. This is the former chief police indicate that he said that he was heartbroken by the allegations. And then you read further that he was kind of perturbed as it relates to what was said to him, not necessarily directly, but the connotation and the structure in which it was said and delivered accordingly. If you listen to the chief of police, Fernando, and his, I think it was 16 minutes and some seconds, maybe 17 minutes, I listened to that. I think I had my forehead was kind of scrouched, a little crunched, because you're listening and then you got objectives, but you can't say nothing, so you're just listening and sort of ingesting this, and you realize, as I realized, that he was reading. Can I say this? Commissioner, I know that we want to be able to polish it and make it sure it's nice, but this was not prepared internally in your office. I just want to say that. I'm not diminishing what you said. In fact, I have some notes here, and I want to talk about those particular things, but for me, this was the optics of politics. It was not from a law enforcement posture, procedure. It wasn't designed from an internal standpoint. This wasn't the sentiments of law enforcement. This is just Howard. You could fight me. People have been talking about this all day before I reach. Thank God I wasn't here to touch it. So I came now. We can talk about it. I assessed it. I took in the Prime Minister's information. I assessed that. I took in the Chief of Police information. I assessed that. I took Minister's information in. I took the information in that came from the IDB. I took all this information in and I assessed all of this. And so now we're ready to talk. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. In the event you want to be able to text me and hit me with these particular things. Now, I watched the thing. I listened to it. I, too, was appalled, astonished, and like former commissioner, heartbroken about this sort of an idea, right? I think there's just these opposing factors that exist within us, right? Within me. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. These opposing factors that exist within me. One of the factors that talks about the potential of what this country can be, and the other that sits nestled in the position fighting to get out of this contentment of where we actually are, right? So we're talking futuristically, possibility. We're talking actually, and this systemic, endemic position that we exist in. And so these opposing factors keep fighting within me, right? So I'm listening to the commission of police, and I'm saying to myself, I'm heartbroken. I cannot believe that this level of corruption, perceived corruption, alleged corruption, the idea that skirts around and presents to you this level of corruption that exists. That's one. I cannot believe it on one hand. And on the other hand, I knew that this existed. I knew. I knew based upon the conversations that we have in barbershops, the conversations that we have in beauty supply stores and or beauty stores, beauty shops, wherever you get, wherever, the conversations that we have outside of church doors, in the bar, wherever you are. These are conversations that persist, that says that the corruption that exists in this country comes from a formal standpoint. It comes the police doing this. Or man, the politicians doing this. I'm fighting with this. And I don't know how to receive this information. Now, I know that everyone has taken on this sort of position and they're up in arms based upon the fact that it has come from formality. It has come from the United States of America. It has come from an ally. It comes from a space where we acknowledge, genuflect, and respect your opinion about us. It has come from a fact that we have looked and emulated United States of America for such a long time. We want to be polished in your view. But we believe that proximity has made you naive. Yeah. Yeah, let's talk like this. We believe that our proximity, close relationship, the access, the opportunities that exist between the United States and the Bahamas has made those particular persons who we look up to, Big Brother, it has made you dull. This is what our belief is. Or, for the most part, those persons who are kind of swimming in this nefarious space. I guess they hope this. They hope you've become dull. They hope that you have forgotten your position, that you're not sharp anymore, that your dogs have become immune to the scent of cocaine and any narcotics that are going across the lines and the borders, that you ain't got nobody in the back there no more, that you're content with us, that you say, oh, these are good Negroes. They're not going to do this. We're hoping that. And then we walk right through. Because I watch the tapes. I am so disappointed, gentlemen. Ladies, I must tell you. I can't put disappointment or appointment upon you. This ain't about you as an individual, because I don't know how you grow and I don't know your convictions and I don't know your belief. But I know that you've taken on this position to work for us, the Bahamas. And we've strived for decency. We strive for better. We have fought you tooth and nail from an administrative standpoint. We have fought you tooth and nail from 1987 in this country. Let's go back even further. We have fought you for the length and breadth of our existence as an independent nation. We have fought this idea of corruption, this idea of more for me, less for you, this idea of being able to suppress people for such a long time. We have fought. Our forefathers have fought. Men and women lost their lives in this fight. We have fought. And men who've ascended to this position of authority, a great deal of men who've ascended to these positions have acquiesced, have genuflected, and have given themselves over to darkness. Not all of y'all. But it's hard to be able to see the shining stars because all you do is deflect. The Commissioner of Police, Fernandez, oratorial disposition, as he spoke with this sort of a matter-of-fact posture, it was lathered and layered with deflection of all sorts. Disappointing. This is Howard Grant. I say nobody else. I don't know what, I didn't listen to nobody's opinion. is I didn't want that to be, I didn't want that to skew my vision and my approach. It has been disappointing. And I can tell you the disappointment. Today, if you read the Guardian, all the information's in there. The commissioner has taken on this kind of, the former commissioner has taken on this police. It says, the commissioner called me. He make it seem as though I'm a suspect as it relates to what he said. But when he spoke to me, it was an amicable, you know, sort of a cordial conversation. He spoke, I spoke, it was clear. But now he's saying, I have to speak to former commissioner of police. I have to speak to the former minister. I have to speak to the former prime minister. Which one of these men know what coke was moving around this country? I don't understand who write this. Who write this and then edit it and put it out there for all of us to ingest? Who write this? Who write this? What are you all thinking? Why do you always think through the lens of your politics? Why? Do you believe that this is, are we content with this information? Do you believe that we should be content with the fact that you have deflected years back? You've gone so far back, my God, you're going back to the two commissioners ago. I'm surprised you didn't call Ellison Greenstein them. I'm looking at this and I said, this is an opportune time for you to be able to say, well, we have dropped the ball as a force. However, from this point forward, this is what we're going to do. Bam, 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 bam. You ain't got to call people name. That's politics. That's how I know this ain't come from inside the Royal Bahamas Police Force. That is politics. The entire force is one unit. Y'all are a brotherhood. Ain't no way you could call the former commissioner name. Or you could call his name. How are we getting that? How some bad apples who've made these decisions to go contrary, you could put the former commissioner in that, unless you know something we don't know. And if you do, well, let's get to the business. This deflection that exists on every subsector of our society needs to be eradicated. Someone take the thing and deal with it accordingly. Stop calling other people. What calling other people, what that can do for you? All I do, in your mind, it has alleviated the burden off your shoulder that says corruption didn't only, you call almost every country in the world. Well, you know, corruption is not only for this country, it's for every country. You know, corruption didn't just exist with my administration, it existed, but what are you doing? We're dealing with this today. We're dealing with this today. Now, history is going to look back on you and say you could have done this, this, and this instantly. Bam. And I don't buy this sort of an idea that the diplomatic immunity that exists between the two countries, that y'all don't know these names of these people. I don't buy that. I can go with it, but I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I think there needs to be more transparency, honesty, unless you got something to hide. Let's deal with this. Guys, the lines are lit up. I want you to be able to join me in conversation. I got to take this first commercial break. When we get back, we can dive deeper into it after this.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Janae's Christmas Wonderland is open under the Big Ten. Get 20 to 50% off selected Christmas decorations. Restrictions apply. Trees in pink, frosted green or white in a variety of sizes, LED and laser lights, a large variety of tree ornaments, lighted angels, Santa tree toppers, bright and lively colored Christmas balls, garlands, wreaths, red and white stringed cranberry, tree skirts, stockings, and lots, lots more. Add flowers, picks, and decorative mesh to brighten up your home or office this holiday season. And don't forget the toys at Janae's Chesapeake Road. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Janae's Limited. WhatsApp 817-3295.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Democracy is under attack. The Davis administration has failed us. The people have lost all trust in their leadership. Now is the time to stand up. Now is the time to take action. We must protect the Bahamas' reputation and the integrity of our law-abiding officers. Join us on December 4th at 9 a.m. at the House of Assembly Roslyn Square. Together, we will demand accountability. Together, we fight for what's right.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Live and in full effect right here on this beautiful Tuesday, December 3rd, being able to chop it down with you. Listen, man, I'd be so disappointed in y'all. Y'all have no understanding. I don't think I'm looking for perfection. I'm just looking for conviction. I'm not looking for Jesus Christ. I'm not looking for you to be able to be Mahatma Gandhi. I'm not looking for you to be Mother Teresa. I'm not looking for you to be able to be whatever the world emulates as the best of the best. I'm not looking for that. I'm just looking for you to stand on what you believe, to stand on what you agree, the oath that you've taken, to remain steadfast in your convictions to do what is right. Have you allowed trial and tribulation, error, trial and error? Everything has gone all on during your time and tenure to water you down and cause you to forget the oath that you have taken? That's just a question I ask. Have you forgotten your objective? Have you forgotten? Have you become so content? Has your light bill money that you just get under the table, or your phone bill money, or your extra car money, or your let me build an apartment? I don't know how much money you all just get. Based upon the allegations and speculations that exist out here, have you forgotten your job because of things? Have you forgotten your position? Y'all need to stop. And this blame and shame commission of inquiry is not good enough. It doesn't have the teeth to put you in jail instantaneously. You have mashed up your mother's last name, your daddy's last name, because of your pursuit for things. You need to stop it. I'm disappointed in you, man. I'm disappointed in you. We can do better than this, man. We out here looking at the criminals, the reports coming back to indicate that it's the force. That is crazy. You showing us criminals and you putting speculation on top of their head, wanted for murder. That's what you put on the top of the people. You put the people picture out, wanted for murder, wanted for rape. We out here ingesting that as a society, condemning these people. But when it comes to you, hold on now, we can't just call people names like that. We have to make sure. I am disappointed in y'all. I'm disappointed in y'all. You could do better than this. There's only one country we have. My God, we ain't got no place else to go. I ain't got no place to go. You could do better than this. 323-623-32, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Alan.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
You asked these questions to who? The policeman or the politicians?
What you mean, if I ask the questions to the policeman or the politicians?
Yeah, what you
would. These questions are for people in authority. These questions, based upon the commission of, based upon the commissioner being able to give us that statement the other night, we get that, right? After he would have gone through all of these particular things, I couldn't understand what was the objective. He hit us with a couple of things, and I could be able to read that for you. He hit us with a couple of things that spoke to us about what needs to get done from this particular point forward. He still didn't put teeth to it. He still didn't being able to say, this is what's going to happen instantaneously. Okay? And so I look at this and I'm trying to figure out, what is the objective here? Is this just solely to name and blame? Say, well, it ain't really my fault. And that's what I want to talk about.
Okay. They say, well, he would have sent chaos before he stormed. But my cousin, Clayton Fernando, has to be accountable to the country for every police officer's action. You realize that?
That's heavy. And I can't do all the accountability for your actions, so I can have to fire you.
Let me tell you something, Howard. I know what it's like when the police do something wrong. Because 30 years ago, they arrested me wrongfully. Mm-hmm. I sued them. You know, I had to sue the commissioner of police and the attorney general and name the officers for wrongfully locking me up and won thousands of dollars in the Supreme Court. So mm-hmm. The commission is always responsible for the actions of its officers. Mm-hmm. There ain't no excuse in that, mm-hmm. You see. So when they talk about 2021 for me, right, that was something that this indictment indicated that they were deep into whoever they were investigating, starting from then. Remember now, 4 months later, the government changed, right?
Yeah.
And there it was, the King Air landed 1 month later. And then early this year, they go on to Parliament from the Finance Department, and they said they need $2.5 million and was not trying to disclose what it was for when PennDOT pressed them. Said, what this for? Line item, no explanation, $2.5 million to purchase a plane? And they didn't want to say. And then they were outed, and piece by piece, they had to admit that this was for this plane that was busted with 1.37 tons on it, right? Now, why would they do such a thing? You know, why would they hold back? But today, we need to know where that King Air is and where our $2.5 million was spent and how it was spent, because every action by every officer goes under the name of the commissioner of police, and he's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? So whether he has the answer or his boss has the answer, we ain't going to get nothing from an investigation from what is happening there about who the politician is. They're going to do what they got to do because, as charged, the officers involved, you understand, has to answer. And if there are other names that are going to be called, that is how the litigation happens in their system. Remember, let's just wait, like they say, for the next shoe, boot, slippers, or sandals to drop. So we just got to take it in stride and be accountable. But please ask them where that King is and what happened to our $2.3 million that they pushed through. I say push through Parliament with the boys then beating them on the desk in approval.
Thank you, man.
Have a nice day.
I do appreciate your telephone call, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are wide open. Next telephone call, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, good day.
What's up, my dear? What's happening with you?
Right here. Listen, listening to what you said the commissioner say, right? He said he was away the other day, and he happened to be away when those guys were arrested.
He started off telling you that. That's the first thing he tell you. I was on vacation with my family. happened, sir? This is happening for May. What did I got to do with today?
But what I like to read between the lines. He said also that he went to see his friend. Howard, do you know what your friends own?
I don't know.
I mean, by just knowing them, know your friend, that's, you know, your friend got one apartment over here. You know these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell me you notice your friend assets growing exponentially. You didn't think to wonder what your friend doing. You and him, you know the salary he makes.
I can't. I would, personally, me, Howard, this is me. Personally, I don't get in none of my friends' business. I don't.
But if you're close friends, and friends, you should say things to one another, you know. Friend would be like, boy, just get that place right down the road there, you know. Friends would say these things to one another. That's what I mean. It ain't for you to go look up, look for. Friends, usually when they sit down to play dominoes or whatever, they usually just talk. Even in the barbershop, even in the beauty salon, things just, you do just the same thing. Behemoths, we love to show off. You understand me?
Mm.
So I find it, and then the way, like how the one who's no longer commissioner, we said, he felt that he was, that what the commissioner said, after speaking to him, like, he said, sounded like the commissioner was trying to make Behemoths believe that he was some suspect.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But see, we look at it and say, oh, he must be feeling some type of way, but look at it, he is the police. He knows what how they talk when they suspect you. So this is probably why he said what he said.
Okay, now watch me. If there was any suspicion, I would menace, 100% I would menace. I would menace 100%. You can't ask me if I knew anything. If I knew anything and I did nothing, then I am a suspect. So I don't know nothing. They did never come before me. And everyone is going to play the same fool as it relates to being able to be asked about these things. Because it would indicate that you did not do your job if it came before you and you didn't have anything done.
Exactly. You understand? Because if you look at it, this only started. The USA, they start watching these people are doing whatever they're doing in May. They had to start that if they wasn't watching them long before that.
Listen, you know,
the U.S. is very meticulous at what they do.
That 3 years were the case. They didn't follow you. They didn't got recordings on you. They didn't got your place bug. They didn't know who your ma is. They didn't look at all your account.
And
they find out everything about you in 3 years.
Exactly. No, see, they find out these things first. Then they start
put the information out in the public.
Yes. Because they don't want you to know that they're following you or they're watching you. So they don't open their mouth until they're ready for you to try and hide.
But law enforcement should know. For the training that these men and women do, many of them who, especially, I appreciate your telephone call, the lines are lit up. For the training that these men and women do, cross-country training, with this division, that division, whether you go to Scotland Yard, whether you go to the United States of America, wherever you go, to be able to get your training, qualifications, and being able to up the ante on your skills, you'd have to know these things. The clearance that you get, you'd have to know that America has been watching you. My God, from the movies you watch, you think this a game? You think they're getting out here playing? They know, they're finding your information. Now, listen to me. I just want to be decent with you. I sit in this space for the past seven years, from one show to another, so forth and so on. I am not a fool. I know I'm being recorded. I know I'm being watched. That's from politically inside the country and externally. I know this is not a question. I know. You remember when you was young and you had your telephone, telephone cord, your house phone, and then you click it over and you could hear two people on the line, so forth and so on? Yeah, these things happen on your cell phone also. Do you remember the report that indicated that they had 3 years' worth of documentation from here in the Bahamas that they did not dump? Do you know this? Do you understand what's happening in this country? Do you know that you're being monitored? And if all of us are being monitored, well, you think these high-ranking officials aren't? Let's just be very clear about some things. I am not naive about these things. I just want to be very clear with you. I'm not naive. And even if I'm not, I proceed as though that I am. If somebody called me and asked me to do something, I promise you I send them an invoice. Ain't nobody can say, Howard, trying to extort me and this and that. The devil is a liar. Just transparent. All you got to do is live in transparency. You got to live in transparency. And in the event that this comes up and you have to stand before a jury to make a determination as to whether or not you did what you're supposed to do, you could say, yes, everything is documented. I got the cell phones. I got this. I got that. Anybody, especially politicians, give me money, I give them receipt. You can call me no thief. You got to break yourself free of this idea. Break yourself free of this idea of lunch money. You got to break yourself free of this, because this, whether incremental, whether or enormous, is corruption. And that doesn't start with the top rank. That starts as juniors, as junior ranks. That starts with that. And then it grows and blossoms into something that is mammoth in nature. And this is what we're seeing here. This didn't just start. This been started. So I understand that you won't go back to, you could go back to 20 years. Some of these men have served 30 years in the force or more. You could go back, as far as you could go back, you're going to find corruption in the force. But that's not the point. We can't rectify yesteryear. We could only be able to make the changes necessary to ensure that tomorrow is seamless, that tomorrow is smooth. And that's not happening with the utterances of the commission of police. Not what I've seen. I just won't be decent as that. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, welcome back, brother.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man, you too. You know, you give me a good laugh, but, you know, I appreciate the euphemism as far as the, you call it oratory, disposition, whatever. Yeah. I appreciate the euphemism, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not into orations, et cetera, et cetera. The thing is, this entity is hell-bent on integrity. Like, it's something, like when you put on a uniform, right? You can be the crookedest person in the world, but then you put on that uniform, but you ain't crooked. You can never be crooked. Now, you know, the thing is, like I said, right, you could imagine if this caliber and this caliber of nefarious activity is going on, and they coming in the ghetto, eating up the ghetto youth flesh. Incidents like these will cause people to really, it would be a backlash in a sense, you know, because they can see the hypocrisy in the organization itself, like, you know, you can imagine back in the days when they catch you, they catch poison in a little ounce of weed or a little giant, and they already, I wonder if they beat this officer, because they do the same thing to people on the road, but for nothing. They come with a million guns, a million police, for one couple little giant or whatever. This is what they're trying to do. They dehumanize you. They brutalize you. And now it's backfired on them. You could imagine, all right, this officer was in charge of this airport station. It's scary to paint with all he could have been doing. You understand me?
I'm scared.
It's scary because I don't listen, man. Listen. You know, this be controlling the airport. You wear a uniform. What hurts me is a couple of times they come back from the States. You know, the DU. They looking up in your face. You tell me they couldn't. They sitting in the terminal that you come in where you get your luggage, right? They looking up in people's face, and they you tell them, they looking in the wrong face. That's why they trying to show you. So all of this is a backlash to them, and they you know, to be professional is really what the people are asking for. You know, Howard, you're caught doing something illegal. You know, you get locked up, what's the problem? I don't have a problem with getting, you know, the police doing their job and but they go beyond their job, Mr. Grant. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? And so now it backfired on them, but they still pushing this word integrity. They more interested in integrity than integrity itself then. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, so this is just me expressing, even in expressing yourself, I want to say about 50 years ago, or 51 years ago, 50 years ago, I would have been in grade 6, grade 5, there was an incident. You know, my pa was a CID. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, that's all I would say. There was an incident, something happened. And it resulted in something very serious, right? And I remember the 5 officers who was implicated, he was sergeant at the time in charge of the station. And you know, I learned in my 40s from a high-ranking inspector, or ASP, what caused my old man and the next people. So you think officers ain't falling out?
Mm-hmm.
And what it was my old man was in charge of the station, and they didn't like that he spoke the truth. So that's 50 years ago. So, you know, Mr. Mitchell, talking about the commissioner said systemic corruption or whatever he said. I can't remember if it was verbatim, but to deny corruption means that you don't really want to solve the problem, Howard, because you're not acknowledging the problem. That is a simple aphoristic statement. If you don't acknowledge the problem, how can you solve the problem, Mr. Grant?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Man, y'all, we got to talk like this, man. And I think the more we beat at it, we got, 20-some days left in this month. 20-some days left in this month. 27, 28 days left in this month. And this is the year of exposure. And what has been exposed this year, at least 40% of it has been in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. This is bananas. Let's be decent, take a telephone call. I mean, take a call.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The King is at it again with the new Pepperoni Bacon King. This big and meaty sandwich has pepperoni, bacon, and more pepperoni piled on that 100% flame-grilled beef patty you love. The only way to make the Pepperoni Bacon King tastier was to add chipotle mayo, barbecue sauce, cheese, lettuce, and tomato, and serve it. When you want a better burger, check out the Pepperoni Bacon King or try the new crispy chicken Pepperoni Bacon King, but get yours now because they're only here for a limited time and only at Burger King Nassau.
Standard Services on Shirley Street, your everything Christmas store, has the perfect gifts just for you. Now until December 24th, you can get 5 to 50% off everything in store, plus 20% off Christmas lights, 25% off artificial Christmas trees, Christmas decorations, and all toys. Standard Services, just around the block with everything in stock. They have everything you need to keep everyone happy this Christmas season. Get the perfect gifts, plus 5 to 50% off everything at Standard Store. Open Sunday, December 22nd.
It's the season of joy, unity, and celebration. Join us on Saturday, December 7th at the Government House grounds for The Inclusion. It's a Christmas holiday fair. Fun for the whole family, Jolly Wonderland Playground, bingo, domino tournaments, carnival games, and even the Santa vs. Grinch boxing match. At 6 p.m., the TNCs kicks off with live DJs like DJ Chris, DJ Humble, and more bringing the vibes. Enjoy native dishes, tree lighting, drama, and live performances celebrating unity in the Bahamas. Admission is free, so come and experience the magic of the season. Inclusion, moving towards an inclusive Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are open. I'm going to take these telephone calls before we go to a break for news. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard. How are you today?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Okay. Are you saying the commissioner should have some knowledge of what's taking place?
No,
asking if that's what you're saying.
No. The implications of what the commissioner has indicated is that it's perceived, based upon what he said, that maybe the former prime minister should have knowledge of what's happening.
Exactly, because I look at it this way, Howard.
How?
The investigation started in May of 2021, right?
Okay.
Was he the commissioner at the time?
No.
All right. Was Wayne Munro the attorney general at the time?
No.
The national security at the time?
No.
So both the former national security and the former commissioner should have knowledge of what was taking place, right?
Hold on. Let's be decent and dissect this. Okay?
I'm being decent.
Okay, so let's dissect it. You're saying to me that the former prime minister, that the former minister of national security, that the former commissioner of police has knowledge of cocaine that was moving throughout our country from May 2021.
I never said that. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm asking you.
I'm saying to you,
how could he have knowledge about it if the information just reached?
If the information just reached, let me draw an illustration to you that you're missing. This commissioner, this present commissioner, is the same present commissioner is the same commissioner that at the time as an officer. Were the one who led the team that caught the Barefoot Bandit, right?
Okay.
All right. And now we have to err on the side of caution with this indictment. The commissioner said that the U.S. State Department has yet to ask for those persons to be arrested. How does that sound to you, Howard?
The U.S. State Department has made allegations. They've arrested
them. They made allegations, but I'm saying to you, it's an indictment, all right? Basically, it's not a sealed indictment, because a sealed indictment opens when you're in a court hearing, okay?
Mm-hmm, right.
All right, so that's not a sealed indictment. It's just an indictment, okay? At the end of the day, Howard, I have to err on the side of this commissioner. Let me explain to you why. Right? There's a lot of ties with this particular commissioner. And if you listen good to this whole indictment, nothing seems that pertaining to this case happened in Florida. Okay? Nothing pertaining to Florida. All right?
Okay.
Isn't Florida the nearest point to the Bahamas?
Okay, yes.
Hmm? So if all this transshipment took place,
the nearest port of entry.
How does that sound to you, Howard? How would you get to New York without bypassing Florida unless you got your
own
private
jet? Well, how did I know you were in New York?
Pardon me?
How you get out of Lyndon Pinellas Airport? You watch the video?
What it is, Howard?
You watch the video?
It's allegations at this time. Let's wait and see unless the chip fall where they may. Because, like I tell you, I think this is bigger than what we're looking at this time, all right? And I think this commissioner is speaking the truth.
I didn't say that anything that he said was contrary to the truth, you know. Opportunity for him to seize to ensure that his legacy, aside from what the former commissioners have done, aside from anybody else, his can be fortified to say that he's dealt with this. There's no need to call these men name. They're not in the seat now. They're not in the hot spot unless you're going to call it, like the prime minister, former prime minister has indicated, unless you're going to call a commission of inquiry, I'll be more than happy to speak there. But you ain't going to call me and have no casual conversation with me to ask me whether or not you've seen this, this, and this. What I know, I don't know nothing, Bala. Now, call a commission of inquiry. Let's be able to put everything on the table. That's what it's about. It's about name, blame, and shame. That's all the commission of inquiry is going to do. It's going to give us, Joe Public, an opportunity to identify those particular culprits, those identified, and scrutinize them in support of both public appeal and from a judicial standpoint in front of this commission. That's all this is going to do. There's no need to call nobody else's name. We're dealing with this in front of us. That's why I can't win no argument with my wife when she starts telling me about 1928. I can't win with my grandmother. I can't win with my mother because you get into a space of emotion. We're dealing with logic. We're dealing with what's happening right in the front of us now. Let's put these numbers together, identify these particular things, call these particular persons to them according to the law. Don't give no speculations. Don't charge the environment and the atmosphere with this idea of deflection. That's all I say to you. By calling anybody else's name, this is to alleviate the perceived burden that exists on your shoulders in the capacity. Heavy is the crown on the head of this particular leader. He got to deal with this. Because there's pros and cons to everyone in their state of leadership. And sometimes you got to deal with the cons. This is a con. You got to deal with this. And there's no one else sitting around you. There was no one else on this picture with the commissioner of police Sunday evening. There was no one else. He sat there alone in his authority, in his capacity, and made utterances to the Bahamian people. No one was behind him. He didn't do that in the office of the prime minister. He did that in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Heavy is the crown of those in authority. With much authority, you have to be responsible with that. And deflection has no space in there. None. Deal with it as a man. Deal with it in your authority with the years of experience that you have and execute it accordingly. If you need to be able to call the former prime minister, the former commissioner, the former minister, you could be able to do that with the instruments afforded to us via the Constitution. No need to tell us that. Deal with it. And let us pat you on the back and raise you above our shoulder and agitate till we can be able to ensure that you get an extra 5 years or whatever we got to do. But you got to do your job. And don't come and try to be able to convince us otherwise. I won't be decent. Let's take a quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. We're just talking, man, the way that we're talking. Give me a call, 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Listen, I don't want to pretend with this anymore. I'm sick and tired of always walking over eggshells when it comes to those persons in authority and always kind of be able to hit you with a preamble of allegations, alleged, this, that, the next thing. But when it comes to Joe Public, those persons who fit the description of something, right, based upon one or two persons making a quiet report to say that this has happened, and then you put them on a bulletin, right? You put an APB out for these particular persons and you splatter over their head, wanted for murder, right? Right? Not even in questioning, none of that. These allegations that go and circulate through all 400,000 of us, and we identify this, if we see you on the street, all we now do is identify you as murderer. And this may not necessarily be. But however, when it comes to politicians, when it comes to those in the brass, when it comes to those in these, oh, no, wait. This is only allegations. Let's be very clear and let's be sensitive of how we be, let's just be balanced and fair. Let there be reciprocity. Let there be a give and take in society. Let there be balance. Let there be balance. And let all persons responsible do their jobs. Let's do your jobs. There's no need to make any excuses for anything. Based upon this, let there be a blossom of all garden vacations. Let it happen. My God, let it be spring in the winter. Let it blossom right now. Let it be garden vacation, like Oprah would say, for you get a garden vacation, and you get a garden leave, and you get a garden leave. Yeah. Let's do it like that. Kind of a position and ask whether or not an external authority needs a sovereign government to make a determination as to whether or not they scrutinize, identify, and make a determination to separate these people from the arm of government that's responsible for watching over us as a people, for the integrity that you're supposed to hold. I don't understand how we do this. What you calling me and telling me the commissioner is your cousin for? If he was your brother, that don't make a difference. These allegations are strong. It don't matter who is who in terms of proximity and relation to you. All it matters is whether or not these are strong enough allegations for you to be able to take a garden leave, for us to do our proper investigation, to make a determination as to whether or not we should separate you and prosecute accordingly. Let's stop playing with this thing, man. Let's stop playing with this. This is a mushrooming, a growth, a cancer in our society. The issue is not crime. In terms of murders that's happening and all these particular things. It ain't domestic violence. It ain't murders. It ain't armed robbery and burglary. It is corruption. It is corruption that's kind of, you know, tiptoe into our minds and grab hold of our convictions. Morphed it. And now we're in this kind of position and say, well, if they do it, then I might as well do it. Many people make those determinations. We can do better than this. We can. Diction and leadership, not deflection. We have had an unyielding, unending set of leaders and managers over the course of 40 years that regurgitated what the last man did. We are sick and tired of that. I didn't ask you what the last man did. My God, we as Joe Public doing our job, we firing them. We fire the last administration. We are firing administration after administration only for those persons who we celebrated to get in this position to come back and say, well, the last fella did. Come on, stop it. That's why we fired them. You won't get fired too? We don't need any more of this deflection. Listen, deal with it accordingly. Gird up your loins. Stand strong and move forward with conviction. This is what we need. Telephone call, go ahead.
Mr. Grant, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Everything all right, man. Welcome back. I hope you had a good anniversary trip.
Yeah, once my wife didn't get pregnant, praise God, we can be all right.
Well, time will tell on that, Howard.
Praise God.
It was, I agree with you, though, Howard, man, with the deflection thing. Because when I heard the commissioner speaking and he started to mention those other names, I said, man, it seems as if he playing a politician role.
Listen.
You know, where they like to mention other governments and, like you said before, distract and deflect.
That's all I say.
Sir, but what I, like, when he spoke about the individuals who he had intentions on going to talk to, right? I thought to myself, well, you know, how long has it been since you heard about this thing? Why haven't you, you know what I mean?
For Paul Rowell indicated that he's spoken to him, but not in the capacity as he released in his statement. Now, when he spoke to the country, he make it seem as though I will ask this. If you just listen to it on the newscast, I would ask this. I'm looking to be able to speak to these people as though they're suspect in one way or another. It was like a subtle innuendo.
Yes, yes, yes. Like you said before, the deflection, how they're playing with our minds type thing to try and change the narrative and what we talk about.
That's what I say. This information and this write-up piece, I could be wrong and I'm okay with being wrong. But based upon what's being read to me, it felt like this was written by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. This wasn't police. This was politics.
And based upon how you know politics go in the country.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And when he was talking about like investigating the future finances of I think senior officers, but he's saying the future, right? Why? I mean, like, what? He can't do that now? I mean, like, there aren't individuals right now who they could look at, or individuals looking at on the force and say, well, you know what, that person might be living above their means.
You know what I mean? Of course he could do that. He could do that today, right now.
Today.
Bam.
Today. Why, you know, why this future thing? Because, I mean, in this country, Howard, whenever you hear the politicians say, okay, we're not going to be, we don't have intentions on doing this, you know, chances are they're going to do it. And then when you hear them say, you know, we're going to do this, chances are you never see it.
You ain't going to never see it.
You know what I mean? But when they was talking about what former leaders and people might have known, right? I know for sure I heard the current prime minister said that as early as this year, he himself had spoken to U.S. authorities about knowledge about the up increase in cocaine smuggling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I don't know how you get that kind of intel. I don't know how
they got the information. They have the information. They got the information.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm saying I don't know how you know it's an increase, though. You know what I mean? I don't know how you know that for one. But what did he do with that intel other than just inform the U.S. authorities? Did he like, you know, meet with the commissioner and try to figure out, and DEA officials here and try to figure out what's going on and try to see if they could. You know what I mean? See where this increase coming from, because you know it's an increase, right? So how you know it's an increase? I mean, like, if you're signing up, you had some kind of information to say, well, things moving. You know what I mean? Like, did you put individuals on the ground that to try and deal with this matter, or the only thing that you did was go to the U.S. officials and say so and so and so? Because then if that's the case, then you yourself had didn't do your job correctly or whatever the case may be, you didn't follow through with the necessary procedures that you should do as a person responsible for that type of thing.
Wow.
You know what I mean, Mr. Grant?
I like what you say.
And another thing, too, a reason why they might have not issued an arrest warrant for those individuals who they mentioned is because they might still be doing intel on them. You know what I mean? Because
if I were
in the Bahamas and I hear my name called over there, the first thing I could do is reach out to the biggest person I know to start to talk about that.
Now, it's interesting that you said, I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so much. The lines are lit up, guys. The lines are open if you want to be able to call. Now, and y'all is fight me for this, but I could take a fighting. But I want it to be constructive fighting. Don't just fight me for the purposes of cussing me. Be constructive in your criticisms and let's be able to have a good discourse and conversation. When I look back at, and I can't tell you nothing but before I existed. I need to tell you about when I existed and my consciousness was pricked to leadership in the country, okay? And based upon my reading, so forth and so on, and the stories that I ingest, I can only give you that information. This is personal. Now, when I think of leadership, I think of delegation. This is what I think of when I think of leadership. A leader doesn't have the capability to execute and do all these things, okay? A leader has the responsibility to delegate, to identify those persons, male or female, who he or she believes has the capability, the quality, the conviction, the strength, the kind of endurance to be able to execute and yield the results that I desire. This is it. This is what a cabinet is all about, okay? As a leader, I get my closest confidants and all those persons around me to be able to make a determination of who I could identify to sit in my cabinet as a leader. So I get my senior consultant team to make a determination of who we believe has proven themselves socially to be able to execute in these particular capacities. And so I choose my cabinet. With being able to choose that, every single one of them take a vow to be able to execute and to serve at the pleasure of the prime minister. One of the things that the prime minister has to do that I believe that Hubert Ingraham did well, in one way or another, right, that I do not believe that I've seen in any other leaders being able to execute accordingly. In ministers' administration, we've seen people like Marvin Dames, who executed in his particular capacity, always at the forefront. But I don't believe that was from directive or delegation. That was from his conviction and his proximity to what was required within the Royal Bahamas Police Force or national security. Okay? There are other names that I can call to, and I should not have started calling in, but I wanted to give you an example. Okay? Now, I just want to be very clear about this. I want to be very clear with you about this. Fred Mitchell, in his particular capacity, has always been, whether it is Prime Minister Davis in his particular capacity, it doesn't matter. He's always been this individual. And so he's always a good choice from a PLP standpoint. And let's talk about this. What I do not see in this leadership is strong delegation. I don't see that. Now, you could fight me and you could talk about it. Let's deal with it. Let's deal with it through constructive criticisms. I don't see this prime minister being able to delegate and identify those, because these men and women that he's chosen are strong. They're good. However, they're waiting for directives to be able to execute your desires. Okay? When the prime minister focuses on it, then all of a sudden you activate and do what is required. There's no proactivity in these men and women. Nor is the prime minister delegating, in my view, based upon what we're seeing from a social standpoint, what needs to be done. We're watching flourish and do well from a tourism standpoint because money needs to come in the country. So he's always on. We're always watching this kind of a position from Fred Mitchell. We've already indicated that. We could continue to go down and down the line to identify those things. But the prime minister's responsibility, in my view, is to delegate and to execute this thing accordingly. Back to what you were saying. The reason why you did not see, in my view, the commissioner or any of these other persons being able to execute accordingly is because they wasn't given directive. Let's just be straight. Police officers are trained to be creatures of command. They train for that. They strip them of any, listen to me, you're not a good police officer if you out here rogue and doing what you want to do. You take directive. You're not a good police officer if you do as you please. You take directive. If you out here going rogue and AWOL and doing things that you want to do, you're going to find yourself on the other side of the force, scrutinized and rejected by the Brotherhood. That's what's going to happen. And because these men and women in these various capacities did not get the directive, they're not going to execute accordingly. The light is shined down upon them right now, so everybody trying to scurry, like the, you know, the roaches as hard as when the lights get on, to get to their position. But the truth of the matter is that there was no proactivity, in this kind of a space. And so I'd like to see that, and I'd like to see the Prime Minister ensure that they don't necessarily micromanage these men and all these divisions. This micromanagement is not working in this country. We need qualified, capable people that we can trust, that you can macromanage. From a cabinet standpoint, going, what about this? What about that? I don't think that this is happening. I don't think that this is happening. And I can say that based upon the speech that came from the commissioner. It was riddled with political nuances and innuendos. It didn't have anything to do, for the most part, maybe about 28% of it, because I listened to the entire thing, and then I scrutinized it, and then I assessed it accordingly. Maybe about 28%. I could see the consistency that exists within a uniform branch, but a lot of this was fluff and deflection, and it had no space in this kind of position. Lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. That's a caller. Call on the line, go ahead.
Yes, a pleasant good afternoon. How are you doing, Howard?
Anton, what's up, man?
Why, radio? Welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Thank you, my brother. What's up?
I trust you and the wife and the family enjoyed your time together and your time off.
Yeah, man.
Excellent. Well, I didn't really get to say it to you before because of the conversation at the time, which I didn't find right in my spirit to even get on to that day's topic. But, you know, happy anniversary to you and to Mrs. Grant.
Thank you, man.
May God's continued blessings and guidance be with you all as you move towards another, how many years, Howard? 21, 22 years?
21 years.
As you move towards another 21 years of anniversary bliss, marital anniversary bliss. Getting into the topic today, Howard, I need you to bear with me a little bit.
Let's go.
In terms of time, thank you. Mm-hmm. I made some notes so I could move it along as quickly as I can. Just off the bill with some information that I gleaned from other communications. Former National Security Minister, good afternoon to the nation, sorry. Former National Security Minister, you could hear me, Howard?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Okay, Marvin Deems said on another show a few nights ago, actually, Howard, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, just for reference, he was on the Eyewitness show with host of Beyond the Headlines, Shanique Miller, right?
Okay.
And he said on that show that he maintained during his tenure in office as Minister of National Security, and even to this day, mutual communications, information flowed back and forward with no issues. And this relationship remains intact today with fellow agencies across the U.S. and the world who the Bahamas government partners with and internationally as well as locally. Right? You got that part, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, part two. Former PM said, and you all played some of what he said in the former PM minutes. Said he has no information at all,
mm-hmm.
no knowledge of what took place. Don't ask him anything. He is not having any conversation with the commissioner or anyone, and would only engage or entertain conversations with
regard commissioner.
under a commission of inquiry.
Which is peculiar, because if you don't know nothing now, how you all of a sudden know it under the commission of inquiry?
Right.
Anyway,
go ahead. I can get to that in a minute.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to fight you.
But yeah, Howard, and I'll make a pin on that note right there. Yeah, Howard, he was the chief commander of this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the commissioner of police, not the minister of national security. Former Prime Minister Minnis was the chief and ultimate commander.
Competent authority.
Pardon me?
Competent authority.
The competent, well, you know how I go with that. So.
Go ahead, I can fight you.
It's never disrespect when I say the incompetent authority, you know, but I'm not going to muck up what I'm saying by getting into that. But I agree with you, right? The competent authority, as he called himself at that time, right? But he's saying to the nation, he's saying to the media, to the nation, he's saying to the commissioner of police, the highest police authority in this country, right? Enshrined in the Constitution, where in the Bahamas, as a country of laws, no one is above the law in this country.
Right.
No prime minister, no governor general,
right.
No cabinet executive in this country, no member of parliament, no one, the commissioner himself, the commodore, none is above the law of this country if you reside in this country, right? Yet, he is telling us, as someone who served at our pleasure as behemoth, as our chief and commander in this country, he does not have the respect for law and order in this country to engage in a conversation if the commissioner is expressing that he wishes to speak to him about a matter that preexisted his time. Clayton Fernando, time in office. Mm-hmm. It started under the former chief and commander of this country, time in office. What kind of garbage is that, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of? Howard, I really would like to say some things to express.
But let's talk about this, though, Anton. Let's talk about this.
Howard, how in the world, and I don't want to say it, like, Howard, boys,
how in the world
could he make a statement like that
now,
to the media?
Now, let's do this.
People think we are running a chicken coop of a country where governments are not continuous, Howard. Howard, the investigations began under his office, his government. He has the ultimate responsibility of anyone, Howard, outside of the current prime minister to engage the conversation. So does the former national security minister. So does the former commissioners of police who served going into that time of the investigation that was acknowledged in the statement from the U.S. attorneys. So does the commissioner of police who served during that period of time that they highlighted that these investigations began according to the U.S. in investigative authorities. Who do these people think they'd be talking to?
But let's do this. Paul Roll, former commissioner Paul Roll, who is out of the country right now, if you read this statement and read what he said that he was disheartened. He said that he felt his heart break when he heard about the allegations that's happening. From an external standpoint, he said during his 40 years that he had joy. He felt joy in his heart when he had to carry men and women before who was in the Royal Bahamas Police Force before the courts. He felt joy in his heart to be able to. He says he loves the Royal Bahamas Police Force. He believes in them. They can bounce back. They can do well. Okay?
He's right. And he's absolutely right.
Okay, he's right. Well, what I'm saying is that one of the things that he said also, he said he did speak with the commissioner. And in speaking with the commissioner, it was a cordial conversation. It was a back and forth. It was a friendly conversation.
I heard that on Guardian News.
The structure in which the commissioner, the current commissioner, Fernanda, has released this information to say that I will be speaking with former commissioner Paul Fernanda is a subtle innuendo as though I am a suspect.
Okay, can I interject that and then hop back on the points that I want to make to solidify why I call him?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm happy you took me back there, Howard, which is a little deviation from the point I want to make, because this, too, is extremely important. Howard, I listened to the entire communication from the current commissioner of police, right? Mr. Clayton Fernanda,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I listened to what Guardian played in its news updates. As you know, I get my news from the Guardian predominantly, some days strictly, right? And I listened to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just as important, Howard, about what they're saying. And I think there's a miss, Howard. I think that based on my understanding of what Clayton Fernanda said, didn't indicate in one way or the other anything related to suspicion or the likes to cause someone to cast some shadow of doubt over the integrity and character.
I'm sure
of
he
the
didn't.
Former commissioners of the former commissioners of the former national security minister, Deems, the minister, in any way, shape, or form. If you listen to the entire statement that he made in the context that he spoke out with, this is what I gleaned from him. Because this matter began under their tenure, he is of the view that because he doesn't have any information, this thing took him by complete surprise. Mm-hmm. He is of the view that in speaking with them, if they have any information, he can get that information and intel from them in order to comprise a more comprehensive and better understanding of what was occurring under their term in office in order to do his work as the current commissioner while simultaneously reporting to the Bahamian people. That is what he gleaned from his statement. In no way, shape, or form did he cast any kind of negative light or aspersions over any of the former commissioners, over the former national security minister, nor over the former prime minister. That is what I gleaned from him, Howard.
I want you to finish because I got to go to commercial
Please.
Break. But
yes,
but I want to be honest with you. When I listened to him, I don't believe that he had any. I don't believe that he structured it as though they are suspects. I believe, just as you said,
no, he did not.
That he wanted to be. However, the structure in which he projected this to the wider Joe public, with all the variations of how people think out here, you need to be very clear. That's all
I,
he said.
I agree with
you
got to
be clear. You
got to
be clear.
People put their own twist.
You
can
put your twist in these things.
Said. And so I agree with you in that regard.
Go finish up so I can take a break. Go ahead.
Getting back to what I was saying, Howard. Secondly, former National Security Minister statements on the show of two-way trust, of open communications, and of sharing of information, that doesn't line up in any way, shape, or form. I'm not biased. For this simple fact, Howard, can you hear me, Howard?
Yeah, go ahead.
His boss, the chief commander of this country, revealed that he had no knowledge, no idea, no information, no nothing relating to the entire matter, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Didn't he say that, Howard?
Yes.
So how in the world could his junior, his minister,
mm-hmm.
who he appointed, have information and not share it with his chief and commander?
He better share it.
Which tells you, Howard, there was no flow of information, as he stated. There was no two-way communication, as he stated. The trust was not there, as he stated, because even he was not equipped with the information, just as the current commissioner is not equipped with the information, just as the current national security minister, just as the prime minister is not equipped with the information. You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, for bringing it home, Howard.
Go ahead.
This brings me to the point which current minister of national security minister, Wayne Monroe, Casey, and commissioner of police, current Clayton Fernanda, admitted they were not made aware of the investigation, nor the interrogation. In any way, shape, or form. That story lines up more than any other story they're trying to cook on that side of the shore, Howard. Mm. And I'll end with this point right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a serious, Howard, and you know, I in the spirit of positivity and in the spirit of recognition that the United States is our big brother, per se, right? They are our big brother. They are part of who make up our protection ring on this planet in the global scheme of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are trading our biggest trading partners. They are our oldest partners, Howard. We sit on their border, Howard. And so this brings me to the point which current Minister of National Security Minister, Wayne Monroe, and Commissioner of Police, both questioned. How is it, Wayne Monroe said it on the Guardian show, either Monday
Dwight,
or last,
Dwight.
I gotta remember right now.
Yeah, it was Dwight
so
show.
So much information flowing around. He said that he borrowed a point to say if it is true what they are alleging, if it proves to be true, then it will strike a bigger blow to partnerships and forging trust to work with partnerships moving forward, right, in the protection of both our countries. But he also drew a point, and the same point that he drew, nobody is really discussing on a larger level, which is that Even on those missions that they go on, Howard, those off-path missions,
yeah,
our top bras who represent our Royal Bahamas Police Force and our Defense Force are not permitted certain access points even in the partnership that currently exists, Howard, which is supposed to protect their borders and their citizens and our borders and our citizens. Now, Howard, this is the same circle of conversation, but a different point on that same partnership. Is that, Howard? What is really going on? Something has to be woefully wrong with that, Howard.
Wow.
That you were supposed to be working with people to develop schemes to protect all of our citizens, but only one side of the equation has information and the other side doesn't. And
yeah,
doesn't
but that's delegation. I got to go to
Howard,
commercial break.
It didn't just exist with this current administration. Clearly, it exists
historically
with the former F&M administration.
But historically, you know that exists. That's actually enshrined in tariffs and papers and agreements. That's just exactly where we are. I thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. Guys, quick break. I see the lines are lit up. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
The Foundation. You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This holiday season, the Water and Sewage Corporation is spreading joy with Deck the Halls with Paid Bills. Pay your bill in full by December 20th. 21st, complete the entry form and you're entered to win amazing prizes like a hotel stay, round trip Bahamas air ticket, a 60-inch TV, and more. And here's a holiday bonus: residential customers who pay within 15 days of the bill date get a 5% discount on their next payment. Don't miss out. Pay your bill in full today and celebrate the season with fabio.com.bs for details.
Democracy is under attack. The Davis administration has failed us. The people have lost all trust in their leadership. Now is the time to stand up. Now is the time to take action. We must protect the Bahamas' reputation and the integrity of our law-abiding officers. Join us on December 4th at 9 a.m. at the House of Assembly, Roslyn Square. Together, we will demand accountability. Together, we fight for what's right.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, in your company. He says, Howard, are you live or is this a show pre-recorded? Say today's date if you're live. I'm live. I'm reading it in. I say, I thought you would duck in the discussion of the police for corruption. Said, what do you know? Just trying to be decent. This is text coming through. The case is being handled by the U.S. Attorney's Office, the DEA Special Operation Division, Bilateral Investigation Unit, and the Office's National Security and International Narcotics Unit, not the U.S. State Department, as your caller reference. Okay. Says, Howard, you remember the corrupt cop, Zoe Harris, training day? Yeah, Denzel, yeah. So he says, in the movie Training Day, you notice... No, he wasn't. Denzel was in Alonzo, yeah. So you notice that the portion of the police department college was dirty. Some high political people and a crime boss and the street thugs. Says, I'm not going to read the rest of your text. Because I can't read... I'm not going to call people name. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be decent, okay? So... I read your text, but I'm not going to say it out loud. It says, there shall be no spin, says Marvin Dames. It's a text is coming through, right? I'm reading a couple of texts. It says, please tell Anton to be logical and shouting on the radio at people. Prime Minister Minnis is simply saying that he prefers a public conversation over a private one. I don't blame him. This is a text that's coming through, Anton. So it says, we have a bunch of soft leaders. This is a text that's coming through. Let's be able to read these things, okay? So it says, is there anything wrong with the commissioner asking to speak with former prime minister and former commissioner? If anyone is up in arms for Brave and the current commissioner, what about when this started and figured out there was loopholes to do the smuggling? I don't know. I think a lot of us are leading into speculation right now. Let's just be decent about this. This is not a valid concern or question. The F&M have all this mouth about the current administration, but nothing about the former administration. I wanted to talk about that too. You know, when I was on my little, hiatus for the 2 seconds, I saw Lincoln Bain take on this kind of a posture in the People's House and being able to do that. This is why I tell you all that, Fred Mitchell has always been sort of a proponent for country when he sees something going contrary to the constitutional standpoint of what needs to happen in the country. But he's always been able to cling to his politics and his party when he's on the ground doing these particular things, because he was the first person not necessarily to come to defense of Michael Pintar, but definitely being able to come to the defense of what's supposed to happen and the order in it, which what it should happen in the House of Assembly, given the fact that this House of Assembly is for members, and the members being able to give unimpeded access to this particular space to ensure that they can speak to them, to their constituents and to the people of the Bahamas, more specifically, and that didn't happen. And I thought that that was a charade. I didn't like it. I thought it was kind of cringe. In this sort of a day and age, you have to be able to do something that captures people's attention very quickly. You got to be able to do something wild and outlandish to be able to capture people's attendance and their attention, rather. But I don't believe that we should step out of the line of decency. I just won't do that. I just won't be clear about that. I don't think that we should step out of the lines of being a statesman. I don't think we have to be able to denigrate. And I'm not saying that Lincoln did this, but I don't think that we as a people, maybe we need to learn more words. Maybe we need to be able to educate ourselves. Maybe we need to understand how to communicate. But I don't think we should step out of the line and being able to do those things. Lines are wide open, guys. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4359, 4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300, 5720, hit me at 422-4796. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, Albert, good afternoon.
What's happening, my brother?
Yeah, man. Hey, Howard, man, look here. Hey, just my personal view when it relates to what transpired inside the House of Assembly. Hey, the Bahamas had a lot of nice, eloquent speaking politicians with know how to flatter the Bahamian people with words, mm-hmm. right? Mr. Bain didn't say no word wrong, right, inside the House of Assembly, far as I'm concerned. Right, but because it is appears that the status quo agenda, right, is so strong in this country, because it appears that Bahamian people, some Bahamians really don't want to see no change in this country when it relates to governance, right? Now you hear Anton run on with all of them stuff what he is talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And everything Willie was saying, it only boiled right down to trust to why our leaders or our commissioner believes don't know what was happening, or allegedly saying they don't know what was happening, right? But because for some a case of that magnitude, right? You should have some inkling, something, right, some idea. And so for you to even come out and utter that statement to say you don't know and hold in those office is enough for you to step down from your office, man, you know, because that that we have been problems with crime when it relates to guns, and then begin our beliefs them possibly was involved allegedly in that type of transaction in a country was having problems with the same type of stuff. Man, we have to really stand up as vehement, right? If only for once, and send a message, right, to the left and the right, because our country is at stake. We can't save the PLP, the FLM, or even the COI party, you know, because nobody really was born in no party, you know, we was born in a country, right?
So we got to save ourselves, which is the country.
We have to save our country, man, because at the end of the day, all of us just passing through, all of us. So we have to try to make this country better for the other ones who come in after us.
If you care.
It ain't all about us, but when we are people in power, would only get see themselves in the mirror, right, and the back of them blackout. We can always have a country with going down the slope with going, man. Let's love the Bahamas.
I like
let's make the Bahamas great again.
Okay,
have a nice day.
You need to stop it. You need to stop. You already are pulling Trump things in the thing and putting it on the table. I'm going to go fight you. Thank you. Next telephone call. Go ahead.
Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
See, Alan Johnson, just give me some time like you did, Anton.
Go ahead.
Just first of all, I don't know why. It's amazing when we have political discussions, we make it seem as if the political parties run the country rather than political leadership. The political leadership may come from a particular philosophy, but any failings is not that, but that of leaders. If we are to use the benchmark that you should use the previous period that the administration represents because it came from that party to represent the same thing, then we could consider this session Terry Gladstone Christie 3.0. And so we know where that has led us each particular time. But I want to get back to the subject. Is the commissioner of police the commissioner of police? Is he speaking to them personally or in his capacity as law enforcement? The question must then be asked, if the authorities in the United States, the law enforcement for which for 4 decades we've had relationship to the point that's now deteriorated, that our police officers are now on the deck of the craft, rather integrated into understanding what is the strategy, what are we out here doing, then it questions where we have fell from grace. Mm-hmm. The question then becomes to ask, if nowhere in the chain of command of this current administration, even though they try to stretch it as if though, in May of 2021, which was 90 days before we move into a full drawn-out election, mm-hmm. probably less than 90 days, mm-hmm. The start of something was the continuation and manufacturing or support of this thing. It was a case that's being built. Something triggered it. Are you there, Howard?
Mm-hmm. I'm right here.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Before you go forward, I like what you said. Something triggered it because I had the same thought. Why now? If you build this case...
Why now?
No, if they build this case from 2021, right? Okay. Yeah. They tell me I got to take a break, right? If they build this case from 2021,
if you go to a break, then I want to hold. Please don't.
Okay, no problem. No, we go to break. Take a quick break. But if they build this case from 2021, why choose to be able to release the information now? And as I looked at this, as soon as you step over that yellow line, you're in the United States of America. They didn't capture the fellow. They didn't really tell when he went all. They are looking for the head of the cell. Not necessarily those bagmen, the proverbial bagmen, to be able to move the thing. They're looking to be able to pull this entire thing down.
But, Howard, your answer's in the indictment. Listen to what the indictment says. They says, during our time, we have captured tons of cocaine. But what has been facilitated, our captures pale in comparison. That's what the indictment said.
That's crazy.
Howard, do you know what multiple tons is?
And this, it pales in comparison.
So it just tells you, but this brings
the
us back
enormity
to
of what this is.
Right. And that's what I'm saying to you. This is why it builds so long.
Hold on 2 seconds. Let me take this quick break, guys. Okay, guys, let me take this quick commercial break. I'll be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Craving an authentic calzone? Well, make the right choice at Marco's Pizza. Our signature calzones feature our handmade dough,
stuffed with toppings,
our fresh three-cheese blend, served with a side of pizza sauce. For a limited time, order two. That's right, two of our two-topping calzones. And 1 liter Coke
for only $15.
Restrictions apply. Customize your calzones right now at marcospizzabahamas.com. Now closing at 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Janae's Christmas Wonderland is open under the Big Tent. Get 20 to 50% off selected Christmas decorations. Restrictions apply. Trees in pink, frosted green or white in a variety of sizes. LED and laser lights, a large variety of tree ornaments. Lighted angels, Santa tree toppers, bright and lively colored Christmas balls. Garlands, wreaths, red and white stringed cranberry. Tree skirts, stockings, and lots more. Add flowers, picks, and decorative mesh to brighten up your home or office this holiday season. And don't forget the toys at Janae's Chesapeake Road. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Janae's Limited. WhatsApp 817-3295.
It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll go right to the lines. You still on with me, right? C. Allen.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yes, let me just be quick, fast, in a hurry, okay? But, Howard, if the U.S. Armed, U.S. police forces had no confidence to tell you for the entire 3 years and how many or whatever of this administration telling anyone in the hierarchy who is now in control of the country, then why would me, if I had some information specifically because this case involves some politically exposed person, if you, the highest law enforcement and the chief of the country, the people who are doing this investigation, this indictment, had no confidence at any given time to tell you, even when questioned, then why would I trust to tell you when it like, could actually compromise the ongoing investigation because this is not the end. See, so I know the reason I'm saying that is because the stretch that Anton took is like this is no spin 2024, no spin 2025. And so the question that becomes is that this needs a thorough investigation, which calls for the Commission of Inquiry, because we could then understand where the breakdown occurred in our relationship with that had been in place for four decades. Mm-hmm. So the linguistic contortionistic statements coming from anyone is not going to resolve this issue. We have a crisis of confidence in the country that literally questioned the authenticity and ability of the whole leadership of the government. And that comes translated over to the Commission of Police, because you're now talking about customs, which is in charge for stuff coming in and out of this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's in the office of the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
You have immigration, that's in cabinet. You have the Royal Bahamas Police Force that's being questioned, the defense force being questioned. And then in our conversations, you had where people are claiming that communications came with the Department of Corrections concerning these hits and everything else. It just takes almost makes us question the entire hierarchy
of governance and law and order in the country.
It doesn't always make us question that. It makes us question that. It does make us question that. We question
that. No, it is. That's what I'm saying. It's questioning it, right? So the thing about it is, for me, we don't have legitimate government at this particular time until this matter is resolved.
This is crazy what you're doing.
Until this case goes through. Because remember, is this the complete unsealing of the indictment, or is just a portion of the indictment that was necessary?
This is crazy. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. This is crazy. We don't have legitimate government. I think it's a stretch. I think it's a lot. I think that to question the validity or the legitimacy of our government, we can do that on this kind of a space, right? From an international sport standpoint, we still have our sovereignty. We still have our constitution. We still have our law. Rules, so forth and so on. There are bad apples that exist in this particular space. The only thing that causes me to scrutinize it is the fact that I hear deflection. That's it. That's all I said. This conversation today for the past 2 hours was about being able to condemn deflection. That's all this was. This is for me to condemn deflection. And even the inclination, even the idea, a shadow of a thought of deflection. We ain't here to deflect. We're here to deal with this. The idea, we wanted you to be stronger with the allegations that came down at the beginning of the year. We wanted you to be stronger. We saw a garden leave. And so we identify that from a social standpoint, and we put that on the paper. We say, okay, well, if the garden leave is the pinnacle for now, let's see some garden leaves given up. We're not seeing that. We're seeing deflection. We're seeing that. 30 seconds. Let me give this caller. Go ahead, caller. Call, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Howard.
Anton, it's you again. Go ahead.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Look, Howard, you asked an important question based on what C. Allen says, and I respect what he expressed. However, even if there is a corrupt situation that you suspect is underway, we are still a sovereign country with a sovereign parliament, with a constitution, with a nation, with a prime minister, with an attorney general. So you don't just go and investigate without partnering and using the right diplomatic channels. This problem rises so much further than these indictments. People don't understand. Thank you for the opportunity, Howard.
Thank you, no problem. I thought I saw another one. Let's see if we can read this. Good afternoon, Howard. I will say this to Anton. Let us all be silent until the other indictments come. Okay, so there are no local cases to be answered thanks to our chief of police, Fernanda. The national reputation is solely in the hands of the PLP government. This is a very scary thing that you said, that the national reputation is solely in the hands of the PLP government. All the talk about the questioning past leaders for the 3 months period of May and September 2021 is just grabbing for straws. As the SS PLP sinks, PLP had 3 years to clean up the Royal Bahamas Police Force and did nothing. This text is coming through. Let's see if we can be able to steal two more of these texts. Read. He said, When Minister told us that the Bahamas was a corrupt nation, we almost crucified him. He didn't tell us that. He told that to France, to Paris. $500 million. That's what he told us. He didn't tell us that. Tell that to Paris. Howard, you just gave C. Allen and Anton too much time. And they with the big caps. Howard, C. Allen is on to something about the government's legitimacy. Ooh, if the corruption is so rich and thick like a nice Cuban woman, oh, Jesus, how do we know that the PLP actually won this election legitimately? I think y'all are stretching. You're worse than go-go gadget arms. You're doing a lot. You need to call. Guys, I want to thank you for being able to tune in with us today. Tomorrow we can chop this thing down. I can see if I can bring my people in the studio to be able to have sort of a roundtable discussion. Have a great day, guys. Y'all be safe. We are in December. Call me for your advertisement. Let's make these things happen. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation.